Giants have always been a 4-3 defense, but this year it seems more than ever they're almost like a nickel defense, seemingly like 50% of the time and more. I mean, are teams dictating to you rather than you dictating to them?
I think that a lot of teams are going no huddle on us. So for us, you know, just try to keep the nickel on the field is probably the best thing for us, you know, to get the rush going. So I don't think that, you know, they're dictating to us to what we do. You know, I think that's just what's happening.
That puts a lot of strain on you guys up front. There have been a couple of breakout runs here and there. I mean, are you pleased with the way you play? I know you can always be better, but I mean, you had a really good
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can always be better, but I think, you know, like I was just saying, it's just the little things that we could clean up, you know, that are really just hurting us, you know. It's nothing that that we can't do, you know, that can't be fixed. So it's not like we don't have the talent in the, you know, on our defense to stop people. So
is there a little urgency you feel to fix it? Because I mean, they're, with all due respect to the Seahawks, there are a lot better offenses that are coming up in pretty quick succession for you guys.
Well, anytime you lose a game, it's going to be a sense of urgency. I think the good thing about it is us amongst the players, you know, we feel the sense, and you know, it's something that we all came together and talked about, and something that we're going to get cleaned up this week.
What do you mean by that? We all talked about. Did someone stand up and say it's grossly unacceptable?
Well, you know, we just, you know, as a defense, we just, you know, something that you come in on Monday and you talk about certain plays and you talk about, you know, things that we could do to do better. So, you know, it's just something that we all talked about. Nothing like that.
I don't know if you guys count numbers, but I think there was something like 21 plays of 10 yards or more of the 76. I mean, is that too high a number?
Oh, yeah, definitely too high of a number. I mean, you know, the last few weeks, guys have been, they've been rushing for over 100 yards over us, and that's one of the keys, you know, that to victory that we always talk about on Mondays, is stopping guys from rushing over 100 yards. So that'll definitely be something that we have to get stopped, you know, in the upcoming weeks.
If you were to look, why were the Eagles able to run so well on you? And then why were the Seahawks? I mean, and then why was Arizona? And then why were the Seahawks? All three same reasons, or three totally different reasons?
I just think that we have to start doing more, you know, more gang tackling, you know, like playing our gaps, playing sound football. You know, whenever you play the sound football, I mean, I could get back there and rush for, you know, 100 yards, you know. So it's just something that we just, you know, that we have to just keep working, and guys trusting each other and trusting that somebody's going to be in their gap, you know. And not peeking in and out, or, you know, things of that nature.